Pumlani Majozi, who is Global Markets Researcher and Senior Fellow at African Liberty. Good afternoon to you, Pumlani. Thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Yeah, weird times we're in. I mean, let's talk markets and let's talk the fact that it's got to the point that I just walk past the television and look the other way because I don't want to see that Bloomberg is talking about further carnage and slaughter.
It looks terrible everywhere around the world. And today we saw, last time I checked, the JSE was down 12%, which was estimated that should be like the worst day ever. So we still need to track and see what happens there. But it's been terrible all over the world. And the main things that are driving this huge stock sell-offs are basically the coronavirus, COVID-19. That has sort of brought in fear in the market. We are seeing governments and central bank reacting towards that, which it seems to me, even those reactions we are seeing from central banks, it seems like they are causing even more damage, you know, because every time the Fed, the US Fed, cuts the rates in response to COVID-19, you know, the stocks the day after they plummet, you know, they don't stop, plummeting. So partly because, you know, the investor, they just get that panic that, oh, it must be that things are getting worse if there are these drastic measures that are being implemented by central banks. So it doesn't look good. There's not only some panic in the markets, there's also panic in public. And the moment we have such a sentiment, it means that people will lock themselves up as what is required right now, what's called physical social distancing.
Sure.
And people are not going to participate in the economy and things are likely to get worse.
Pumlani, I understand all that. I also know that this virus will pass. I mean, of that there is no doubt. It will pass at some point. Whether it means we've all got infected or not, it will pass. Surely those very smart fund manager people understand that?
Well, they understand that, of course. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's about, at this point, what do you do? I mean, how do you protect your investment from further, losing money? They do understand that, and at this point in time, what the fund managers are looking at is to, they're estimating how long will this thing last. Most estimations I've seen, they are saying till about June, that's where we should be seeing things getting back to normal. So they look at their long-term investments and the investments for this, they're looking at, you know, when will the market get back to normality? And they estimate June. June, which I think for me is quite far, because it means that by end of June, we are already, already two quarters of the year are gone. Which means that if this virus continues for the two quarters, we are basically going to have negative growth for two quarters, which basically means there's a technical recession.
Yeah,
and that won't be good for South Africa. It won't be good for the world. And of course, it's March now, which means we are finishing the first quarter. And definitely, Chinese numbers are already bad. The US economy will suffer. The European, the EU countries are also in a terrible condition. South Africa as well is going to be bad because already the economy we have, it's just dismal. So the first quarter numbers will be terrible, no doubt.
Do you think this is a justified sell-off or do you think this is just emotion out of control?
Well, as an investor, it has to be, you have to react to negativity of the market. So as an investor, as a fund manager, so that is justified. But the question, and you are right when you say that this thing is going to pass. Yes, it will pass, no doubt. We have seen, it's not like such a crisis hasn't taken place in human history. There have been many of such crises that we have seen in human history. But as a fund manager, you've got to respond responsibly as the investment mandate requires you. There's a much of a difference between how the public and politicians respond to such crises. For fund managers who are managing people's money, for them it's about, hey, what's going on here? How do I hide these assets and put them into something that can where I can grow this thing rather than, putting it in a risky asset as we are seeing the state of the economy right now.
Are you serious? Are they honestly looking for growth under these circumstances?
Well, remember, investing is about relativity. Okay, it's about relativeness. Let me use the word. You are looking into which is better, right? How is South Africa doing compared to Indonesia, compared to Brazil, compared to India, compared to the Thailand or other developing countries? You are always looking for better returns. You can't get. You are going to compare. Is it better to keep your money in US treasuries or should I put it in South Africa where the risk is too high compared to the US? So it's all about competitiveness, investing. It's all about that. And you've got to look for, you can't have the best returns right now, because, even the global growth right now, it's at plus minus 3.3%. And with this situation we are facing, this first quarter will be less than that. But still though, we have to look at where will I lose less money, or where can I make better returns as an investor?
Pumlani, you said earlier that, we've been through this a number of times in history. Have we ever been through something similar in terms of the same reasons being the cause, i.e. an epidemic? I know we've had a financial crisis, and that was because, I don't know why, we'd loaned too much money, or the banks had loaned too much money, bad debts. This is fundamentally different, isn't it?
This is fundamentally different because what it does is that it just spreads that panic and fear. Some people argue that, well, maybe we are panicking too much. It's not justified because, you know, when you compare the death rate is very, very low.
Yes,
and many people do recover.
Yep.
And there are worse other diseases that take people's lives, and we shouldn't panic too much. But at the end of the day, people, there's fear. They're closing themselves up. People are stockpiling, you know, buying things, loading. In some cases now, you find shops that are running empty. So there's a disruption of supply of goods and services, which again will dent the economy, no doubt. So this situation is different because in a way, when I look at it, it seems to me the infection rate of the coronavirus.
Yes.
That's the main thing that bothers people. And I think they are right, even me as well. I'm not that concerned I'm going to die of this. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, and I don't fear that. So I'm not that much panicking. But I'm worried as well about the infection rate. And the fact that South Africa has people who are apparently plus minus 5 million, last time I checked, living with HIV/AIDS,
yeah,
who already have comprised immune systems. We have, of course, the elderly, and you can see this virus is sort of strong when it comes to those people who are more than 60 or so, going upwards. So the infection rate here is causing much fear in the market, and government is responding, which is okay. We have to respond, but I have to tell you this: when I look at what central banks are doing, I think I agree with Mohamed El Erian, who's the chief economic advisor at Allianz. He has been saying, you know, he doesn't think what the Fed last week will make much, what the Fed did last night will make much effect of cutting rates, because the main disruption is supply of goods and services. You know, people are sitting at home.
Absolutely.
So if you pump in money to banks.
Tell me something,
yeah,
in the little time that we have remaining, is there anything positive?
Sure. Is there anything positive? Well, then the only thing that's positive is that we'll get out of this. History shows that when these things come out, we'll get out of it at some point. And we've already seen the U.S. in Seattle. Apparently, they are testing what could be a vaccine to counter this virus. So innovation is an opportunity here to address such things.
Sure.
I think that's the main positive thing I would say, that innovation will spring out of this, and we will try and find ways to address it.
Pumlani, I've loved speaking to you. I found your approach balanced and nuanced and factual, and I just want to ask you, please, I'm hoping that we can talk to you over the next few weeks on a more regular basis, because I think we need to be reassured. So thank you so much.
I hope you're not saying that to sound nice to your audience.
No, it's the absolute truth. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That's where we're going to leave it.